One of Democrat Jim Doyle's final rallies was on the UW-Madison campus, a last-minute push to get out the vote.
I need your help to make sure that everybody votes tomorrow.
The last weekend before Election Day saw both Doyle and Governor Scott McCallum crisscrossing the state. McCallum and his campaign bus have been on the road nonstop since last week.
I'll kiss my wife goodbye. We see each other at nights on the bus. We're going to be crisscrossing this state, working as hard as we can. Everything we do, everything you do, is going to make a difference in these final days.
Recent polls have McCallum and Doyle in a close race to the finish, each pouring out money for the final TV ad blitz, each campaign crew firing off news releases hoping last-minute jabs stick in Tuesday morning headlines, each now close enough to taste victory.
We're going to win because the people of Wisconsin expect honesty, decency, and a better quality of life in the future. Thank you.
It's jobs, education, environment, and health care. It's nothing more fancy than that. That's what we've come down to in this final day. If people vote, the vote in Wisconsin will be for change. McCallum will be out. We'll have a new governor and a new direction in Wisconsin. Thank you, everybody. Thanks.
Both Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum will end their campaigns at Lambeau Field. Independent Ed Thompson will be there, too. The Wisconsin governor wannabes will be pressing the flesh with Packer fans at Monday Night Football, just hours before polls open Tuesday morning. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.